This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. Jake.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500 is the number as we enter into hour number two of the program here on Monday, September 16th, halfway through September. And, you know, we don't even need to queue up Green Day singing Wake Me Up When September Ends because it's going to be over before we know it. It's moving by so quick. And now that our Money Talks contest is launched, it's just going to fly right by. So you're going to get your first code in a little over an hour. You'll get a new code every hour to enter in at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And you will be each time you enter a code, you'll be entered to win $100 for the hourly prize. But each code is also an entry for the $30,000 grand prize. And just a little note of something that's come up in the past. If you win the $100 prize, you are not eligible for the $30,000 prize. So just keep that in mind. But it's a lot of fun. So exciting to hear everybody winning money and to know that we can make this possible by having the money talk for you. One of many great contests that we have coming your way, including some comedy show tickets we'll be giving away later this week. And once again, this Friday, we'll have our Fright Fest Friday, where we will have another pair of tickets to Six Flags New England and the Fright Fest festivities. See, I'm making it more of a tongue twister than it needs to be because I like alliteration. So many things to give away. Plus, I can tell you we just got more concert tickets over the weekend. Thanks, Jackson. We got more things to give away. So it's just going to keep on going. It's so many things that you have to say to yourself, gee, what do I want to enter? So you could be more of a winner than the Patriots were yesterday, although that was the kind of game I'm talking about where, you know, moral victories will count this season. And I think yesterday's game, the Patriots clearly saw when they go back and review the film, they'll see where they cost themselves that game and be able to make those improvements, including the coaching. Because two of those timeouts they burned were to avoid penalties for dumb mistakes. So I think you'll see a much better improved product as the season goes on. But the fact that they were able to hang in that game yesterday, that's what I'm looking for, you know? Keep it interesting. Keep me engaged. Keep me thinking you could win the game. I just don't want blowouts. Now, there will be a quick turnaround. The Patriots are back in action Thursday against the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers coming to take on the Patriots, and we will have the game for you here on WBSM Thursday night. But I think that one could be a real moral victory if they can pull out a win in that one, just because so many people are like, oh, this can be the Jets' year. Oh, the Jets have a chance this year. Not if the Patriots can beat them. Because then it won't bode well for some of the other teams that they'll face. I'm just not an Aaron Rodgers guy. Not anymore. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So we were talking in the first hour about this now second assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And unlike in the first one, the suspect is in custody. And they will be able to get some answers. But it seems like this person was, based on their social media postings, obsessive about what was going on, especially with the war in Ukraine. Went over to Ukraine. Tried to recruit former, Afghan soldiers who were escaping the Taliban, trying to recruit them into going to Ukraine and helping the Ukrainians. And I saw one of the talking heads commenting that, it could have been the comments that were made during the debate that set him off. Well, but they didn't get specific about what those comments might have been. Are you saying comments from Donald Trump? Are you saying comments from Kamala Harris? What might have set him off? So these are the questions that law enforcement will ask. The FBI will ask the local police, as much as, they get to ask anything before the FBI came in. Well, the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office was the one leading the press conference yesterday. But then the question becomes, well, how much information do we get? How much of it will come out from the FBI, and how much of it will have to wait until there is now another congressional inquiry into how this was handled? But it is concerning that someone could get that close with a weapon. And I know Mary was jumping down my throat about it, but I do think Donald Trump, as any presidential candidate, as any president, should be able to feel like they can go where they want to go and be safe. I don't want to see anybody get assassinated. Because first of all, anybody who thinks that that's a better option because they don't like a candidate so much, all that serves to do is martyr the person. So yeah, it may, if you were somebody that was sick enough to think that you wanted to eliminate Donald Trump in order to eliminate MAGA, that would not happen. It would embolden others, and it would make it more of a movement than it already is. As opposed to, the way I've been saying it, where MAGA ends when Donald Trump is no longer a candidate or, no longer able to run. Whether it be because he wins this time and serves another 4 years, or whether it be because he just decides he's not going to do it anymore. But that's when MAGA ends, not, I guess the way to put it is when Donald Trump decides, not by somebody taking him out. So if that was somebody's motivation and intent, they have the wrong idea. I mean, it's the wrong idea anyway, but it's certainly not going to accomplish the goal that you think that it will. The other part of it is we were all kind of under the impression that security was heightened around Donald Trump after the first assassination attempt. But instead, luckily, the Secret Service was able to detect this guy in time, but what if they hadn't? What if he had waited to stick that barrel of the gun out through the bushes? They need to do a better job around the perimeter. And I know it's hard to do that at a golf course, but it can be done. Tell you what, if I was a sitting president, I wouldn't go golf until they come up with a better plan to how to secure golf courses. Because you heard all the security experts yesterday on TV saying, well, that's the problem, it's such a wide open expanse. Well, then there needs to be a better way to secure it. And then somebody else, well, they should shut the golf course down when Trump is there. Well, but what does that do? It's still a wide open area of land. It's not about what's happening on the course. They've got that under control. It's what's happening around the course. And when you see the map of where this golf course is, you realize, wow, it is kind of a hard area to secure. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We got an app chat message from DL in Dartmouth who says, in my opinion, part of the assassinate Trump problem is too many people that hate Trump will say the right thing today, how there is no room in society for this action, but if they were to share their innermost thoughts, they are disappointed that the shooter failed. These people are more of a threat to democracy than the person they hate more than anything in life. Pretty sick situation. Since the evil rhetoric won't stop, hard to believe there won't be a worse outcome before the election. Trump is far from perfect, but nobody deserves this. A huge blame to the Biden-Harris and the media that continue to embolden these wacky people by making Trump seem like the devil himself. What country are we living in? Well, a few issues that I take with that. First of all, I agree with you that, you know, this is a sick situation. Nobody deserves this, including everybody knows my disdain for Donald Trump. He doesn't deserve this. Because it doesn't just boil down to, I'm afraid for myself. You have to be afraid for everybody around you. He has to be afraid when he's out in public with his wife or his children. I'm sure he's gotten, you know, friendly and chummy with some of the Secret Service detail. And you know that they're putting their life at risk for yours. You don't want anything to happen to them. You don't want anything to happen to the campaign staff who have dedicated their time to working for you. But I think making that assumption that people who say that they're disappointed, you know, say that they're angry that this happened, but are really disappointed that it didn't work, it's kind of a jerk thing to say. You're making a really broad assumption about somebody. When I see some pretty nasty stuff written on the internet about Kamala Harris, about Taylor Swift, about Tim Walz. So don't act so pious, like Trump supporters would never think something as horrible as that, because they do. Unfortunately, the people who do on either side are just people that can't comprehend the evil involved in something like that. I saw the tweets going out yesterday from people that are making smart-ass comments about it. I'm like, don't do that. Now, some of them came out, you know, early on before people knew the gravity of the situation. I understand that. But until you know everything, too, don't say anything. But I honestly don't think that there's an overwhelming amount of people that are sorry that it missed. Well, I mean, there was no shot taken, but are sorry that the attempt failed. I honestly think it's a small percentage of people that would want that to happen, and there's probably the same number of people on the other side that would want it to happen to Kamala Harris. And it's a twisted way of thinking because it doesn't solve anything. No movement has ever been killed by the person behind the movement dying. It only emboldens the movement. And I would think, you know, rational people understand that you don't want something terrible to happen to somebody else to get the outcome that you want. And I saw a perfect way of putting it that somebody wrote, like, no matter how angry you get at a political candidate and how much you might want to never hear from them again, understand that the only way to really defeat them isn't to eliminate them, but to beat them. And I think that that's, if you ask anybody, would you want your political opponent eliminated or would you rather see them have to concede to you? They want the latter. And I, by eliminated, I don't just mean taken out either. I mean, you know, whatever it may be, step down, have a scandal, somehow be declared ineligible, any of that. No, they want to beat that opponent because otherwise it's always a question of how they won. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
And good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I was listening to the Providence radio station, and they said the rifleman was from Hawaii. They played a sound clip of his interview on social media. He was from Hawaii and moved to North Carolina.
So he was originally from North Carolina.
He's an independent voter.
He was originally from North Carolina. He had moved to Hawaii for a while and had a business making these tiny houses and then came back to North Carolina.
And independent voter. And he's on the side of the Ukrainian war. And they said he went to the Ukraine to meet with Ukrainian soldiers.
He did, yeah.
So who knows, as the story starts to unravel, who this guy really is.
It seems to me like he was somebody who got overly wrapped up in the Ukraine war, you know, based on just some of the social media postings that I read, and became obsessive about it. And whatever, you know, whatever his thought process was in this, I'm going to assume it was somehow related to that. I know his son had said he had voted for Donald Trump before, but then had grown to hate Donald Trump. So I don't know what he felt the failing was of Donald Trump, but he certainly was somebody who voted for Harris in the, well, voted for Biden rather in the Democratic primary.
My opinion is, in today's political climate, there's too much extremism on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And most Americans are moderate. So you have these extreme radicals that are creating chaos and division in our nation. We have to be focused on being united and against all of this extremism because it's getting out of control.
No, I agree with that.
Take care, Tim.
All right, have a good day. And let's take a call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
How you doing?
Not bad. Yeah, I was reading in some of the posts and stuff that he seems like he's been involved in crime significantly since like probably early 2000. And
I'm sorry, you're cutting out on us.
Ah, all right. Let me see if I can move into a better location. You know what? Let me call you back after the news.
Okay, that sounds good. I got to take a break anyway. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. I always dream about hearing more Dan Hartman. I will play that song constantly. So we got an app chat message from Jeff in Fall River who says, every day on left-leaning media, they continue to say Trump is a threat to democracy. What do you think was going to happen? Now the media cries that there's no room for this type of violence. Hypocritical, if you ask me. Well, I think it's just as bad, though, with everybody who says every day about how the country will fall apart if Kamala Harris is elected. You know, the rhetoric is just as nasty on the other side. So don't try to act like this is a one-sided thing. There certainly is far too extreme rhetoric on both sides. And I don't think necessarily that people are taking their cues from what they're seeing on the news. I think it's more that they're taking their cues and they're getting this this mindset from things that they're reading on the internet by those sites that don't have any fact checks, that don't have any guardrails. That's where people become more radicalized. And I'm not saying that's what happened with this guy, but in talking to people in everyday life, people who have gone full QAnon, they didn't get it from watching the news. They got it from doing their own research. Because when you do your own research, you don't know who to trust and who not to trust. Anyway, you know who you can trust when it comes to the news is Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom, and he's going to give you an update on all the top stories of the day.
Another assassination attempt against Trump thwarted in Florida. A member of the Jackson 5 has died. And the Emmy goes to...
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump is calling Sunday an interesting day following what the FBI described as an apparent assassination attempt. More from Mark Mayfield.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump thanked people for their concern and assistance, including the Secret Service and Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw. Bradshaw reported that U.S. Secret Service agents engaged a man near the Trump International Golf Course armed with an AK-style rifle equipped with a scope while the former president was playing golf. Officials say the gunman, who also had two backpacks and a GoPro camera, was positioned about 400 to 500 yards from Trump, concealed in shrubbery. After dropping the weapon, the suspect fled in an SUV and was later apprehended in a neighboring county. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the rumors about Haitian migrants eating pets in Springfield, Ohio, are not true. In an interview with ABC's This Week, DeWine reaffirmed his support for former President Trump, but said the Trump campaign should stop focusing on these rumors and pivot toward issues that actually affect Americans.
We need to focus on those and not this discussion about Haitians eating dogs. It's just not helpful. And again, these people are here legally.
DeWine went on to say that the Haitian immigrants in Springfield are there to fill needed jobs, adding that employers in the city are happy to have them. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg weighing in, too, on Meet the Press.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance cannot afford for this campaign to be about things like how Donald Trump eliminated the right to choose and continues to leave the door open to signing a national abortion ban.
Buttigieg said the outlandish claims about Haitian immigrants are part of the Trump campaign strategy to distract voters. Tito Jackson of the Jackson 5 has died. Here's the latest from Michael Kastner.
Entertainment Tonight reported that Jackson passed away Sunday, with longtime Jackson family friend and former family manager telling the publication it's believed Jackson suffered a heart attack while driving. The third of 10 children in the famous Jackson family, Tito was an original member of the Jackson 5 who rose to fame in the late 1960s and 70s. Tito Jackson was 70 years old. I'm Michael Kastner.
A strike against Boeing continues today, with union officials saying it could go on for a while. About 30,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, are seeking higher wages and a better pension. Talks are set to resume this week. Calls to poison control centers about children drinking energy drinks are up 20%. Data out shows there were more than 2,800 calls in 2023. Energy drinks contain higher levels of caffeine than soda or coffee and can cause problems for children. Both the FDA and the American Academy of Pediatrics say it's advisable that children and teens avoid the beverages, which in extreme instances can result in cardiac arrest. And The Daily Show is being named this year's Outstanding Talk Series. The show won the title during the 76th Emmy Awards.
This is remarkable to have an opportunity to work with this incredibly talented group once a week. Has just been it's really made my Mondays.
Jon Stewart, who's been back on the show since the beginning of the year on a limited basis, accepted the award on behalf of the cast and crew. The Daily Show received 4 nominations this year. Meanwhile, Hacks won Outstanding Comedy Series and Shogun won Outstanding Drama Series.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost in overtime to the Seahawks, 23-20. New England heads to New York to face the Jets on Thursday. That game will be right here on WBSM. Red Sox lost to the Yankees 5-2, off to Tampa Bay for a three-game set starting on Tuesday. And longtime Sox play-by-play announcer Joe Castiglione has announced his retirement after 42 years.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Monday morning. We're dealing with a little bit of patchy fog. Temperatures around 50, leading to abundant sunshine for this afternoon in the low 70s overnight. Patchy fog once again, mid-50s, mid-70s as we head into this Tuesday, with a little bit of fog spilling over into first thing in the morning. Otherwise, abundant sunshine. Rain arrives by the middle to late week. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Let's try this again.
Yeah, sounds much better.
I forgot even where I was leaving off when we just spoke. So anyway, the stuff that I'm reading online, different reports, is that he, like you were reporting also, back in 2016, he was a Trump guy. Like most Americans were, I guess, because he won. So 2016, he won, he voted for him, then he got disenchanted by him or whatever. And I guess he went to Tulsi and was like, became a Tulsi supporter in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess tried to get Vivek on board, and he was like a Haley supporter, pretty much completely disenfranchised with Trump. It was going with basically anybody in the Republican field during that primary in 2020. So, but he's had a lot of criminal past, from Greensboro, North Carolina, to Hawaii, all the way back to 2002. And, you know,
well, actually going back to the 90s, they had stuff on him going back to the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah. So he's been a problem person for decades, you know, for over probably 25, 30 years. So it doesn't surprise me that it surprises me that, you know, it's an assassination attempt, but it doesn't surprise me that he's in trouble again with the law.
To be fair, a lot of his issues that he had were tax issues. So he owed back taxes. And then there was also issues where he was sued civilly and didn't pay the judgments. So,
right.
Which, you know, those kind of things can result in bench warrants. So some of this criminal activity might be something like that.
Right. No, understandable. But the reality is, Tim, you know, the rhetoric on both sides, the two assassination attempts, this is where it comes down to. We hear from the left right now that democracy is in peril right now because if Donald Trump gets reelected, democracy dies in America. And these people are so enthralled and completely enveloped into the cult of personality of Donald Trump that they actually believe that, well, the anti-Trump people, they actually believe that they are going to be saving America. They are defending America by doing this. Because the rhetoric that's coming out
is that he is going to destroy this country. He is going to completely dismantle democracy.
But, that same rhetoric is coming out about Kamala Harris.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And we actually saw even like disgusting stuff come out with Nancy Pelosi's husband when he was attacked by a hammer. Donald Trump Jr. were making jokes about hammers in underwear because the Speaker of the House's husband was attacked by somebody with a hammer. And I heard it on this station by callers. It's because of the radicals on both sides are so enveloped in people's personalities, and they like act like it's a team sport, right? Not an American thing. It's like us versus them. Rather than, I saw a video, old video. It's an old montage, actually, of different campaigns throughout the years, going back to Nixon and Kennedy, and how the news media tried at one point during the debates in different, you know, points in our history, going all the way back to Kennedy-Nixon, but through Reagan and into with Bill Clinton and even Bush. And Bush and Gore. So it was just the media was trying to bait, like, hey, what do you think about, you know, not his policies, but him as a person. They all said the same thing. Listen, I'm not here to, you know, he's a great person. I've known him for decades. I've known him for 10 years. I worked with him in the Senate. I've known him for years. He's a great American, but I just disagree with the policies. That's what we're missing today. Today, you have people on the right that literally believe there are people in this race right now, Harris, that will destroy this country. And then you also have people on the left that believe the same thing about Donald Trump. And this is the problem that we have. This is why we've had two assassination attempts on Donald Trump. The fact that this has happened is absolutely incredible to me in our history. This is the first time in our history that this has happened, if I'm correct, Tim, where there's been an assassination attempt.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that that's, I mean, you got to think back to, you know, how easy it was to try to assassinate somebody back in the day. Although the difference was they didn't have Secret Service protection either. So,
I'm saying between, like, you and I are about the same age in our lifetime.
Certainly in our lifetime, 40, yes.
Yeah, 40, 45 years, even 50 years. So Ford was assassinated, there was an attempted assassination against Ford. That would be around our time frame. Reagan was once.
Actually, Ford was before me, but I understand.
Yeah, it's kind of in the 70s, you know, that time frame. But it was once. This is two, and it's within 2 months of each other. The rhetoric needs to be toned, and the politicians, they say it all the time, oh, we need to tone down the rhetoric. That happens for about a work week, and then it gets amped up again, and it's amplified by their supporters online. But the biggest problem here is, Tim, and this is what I really think it is, democracy is not in peril because of one president, whether it's Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. Democracy is not going to die. Our country is going to be fine under both presidencies as long as we have checks and balances.
Right, safeguards were put in place for that very reason.
Yes. Right, exactly. You know, it pains me that we've come to the point where we can't look at each other as politicians, right? It pains me that we can't look at each other as he's a fellow American. We have the same goals for America. The majority, right? The majority. There are extremes on both sides that actually don't want what's good for America. And I believe that's like a tenth of 1% of people. But the majority of people in Congress and in the state houses want what's best for America. And the goal is the same, to make our lives better in the future. But the way to get there is different, right? The plan to get there is different. The Democrats believe with more government spending and more regulation, we can get to a better place for all Americans. The Republicans believe a different avenue, right? But that's where we have to be in our conversation. We can't look at Donald Trump and say, you know, he's a Russian asset who's just doing the bidding of Vladimir Putin. And Harris is just going to, you know, completely implode and allow all the immigrants to come in to destroy this country and explode our immigration policy. And you know, make it worse for everybody, and then just keep the gravy train going for Ukraine. You can't talk like that. You can't talk like that.
I mean, I will say, if you want to try to pinpoint a turning point of when this happened, it would have been when Trump came on the scene, because you still have that level of respect between McCain and Obama and Romney and Obama. You know, like there'll be some personal things that are brought into the campaign, but it wasn't personal attacks. It was the way that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump treated each other. So she's just as complicit in this as he is. But it was the way they treated each other that led to this destruction of any kind of civility.
Yes. And that's, so when that happens, it kind of amplifies this, their base. So we saw this during Obama's campaign, right? We saw a lot of birther conspiracies. He's not an American. He was born outside this country. And it was, you know, I remember this distinctly like it was yesterday. We saw a woman stand up, some crazy old bat lady stands up at a McCain rally and said, he's not an American. He hates our country. And McCain literally snatched the microphone away from that woman and said, absolutely not. We do not talk that way about our fellow Americans. He wanted to keep it on policy. And that's where we lost it, you know, from that point. With Obama, you know, the base people, the supporters out there, went absolutely crazy, making conspiracy theories that he was going to destroy the country. And luckily we had McCain in that race to kind of put a damper on it. But unfortunately, that we didn't have that going forward into the Trump and Hillary campaign. Hillary was saying the same thing. Hillary was saying he's going to destroy the country, and Trump was going to say she's going to destroy the country. And Trump was saying that he was going to throw her in jail. You know, that's the type of stuff that needs to stop. And now it's culminated to two assassination attempts.
Yep, I got to just hold you there because I got some other callers I want to get on, but thank you for the call.
Tim.
You have a good day. And hang on here, callers. We will get you in. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good show as always. I enjoy listening to you every day.
Thank you.
Okay. This is not the first time that a presidential candidate or president had two assassination attempts. I'm going to give you two names. Tell me if they mean anything to you. Squeaky Frome and Sarah Jane Moore.
Yep, they were the Manson followers, right?
Well, Squeaky was. Sarah was. They both tried to assassinate President Ford within a month of each other, back in August and September of 1975.
So, and that was the same thing, a radicalization based on rhetoric.
Well, the point is that what happened with Donald Trump happened once before with somebody else.
All right, thank you for that.
I'm not sure as to the machinations or I mean, I know Squeaky worked for Manson. That's all I know. And Sarah Jane Moore, I don't have enough of a profile on her. But the point is that President Ford had his life threatened twice within a month.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
And I know, you know, that Squeaky Frome had, you know, expressed remorse for her assassination attempt, you know, once she kind of came out of the Manson fog. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. This is Johnny Wendell. How are you?
Morning, Johnny. How's it going?
Doing very well. You know, you've had some really good callers this morning. I've enjoyed listening to them. But my take on this is, you know, I don't think any of this is from what the other side is saying or anything. To me, this all goes back on Trump. He portrays himself as a tough guy. He portrays himself as he is a bully. He doesn't portray himself as a bully. No, he's a bully. He's negative all the time. He never has anything positive to say. You know, he's name calling and, you know, just going around acting like he's a tough guy. And he's not a tough guy. Guy grew up a sheltered life. He didn't grow up on the streets. Guy grew up with bodyguards. He lived in, you know, mansions, going to the bathroom and gold-plated toilets. He's not one of us. He's not a tough guy from the streets. And, you know, when you go around putting that out there, people are going to come back on that. And there's enough nut jobs in this world today with the social media and everything we have, just blowing everything up. I'm sorry, but what you put out there is going to come back to you. And I believe that's what's going on Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you for the call.
I'm not saying he deserves it. I'm not saying he deserves it. I don't want to, believe me, I do not want to see anything happen to Donald Trump. I was a kid when Kennedy got shot, and it wasn't pretty for this country, believe me. I don't ever want to see another president get assassinated. As much as I don't like Donald Trump, I don't want to see him mobbed. I don't want to see him killed. I don't want to see him assassinated. I do want to see him lose this election and wallow away into the weeds and never be heard from again. That's what I want. But I don't want to see nothing like that happen to him.
Thank you for the call.
Have a good one.
You too. And I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Coming up at the start of the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by a guest. We are going to be talking with Carlene Cordwell. She is the spokesperson for the Harris Walls campaign office that has opened up in New Bedford. So we're going to find out how that went yesterday, the launch of that office. And we're going to find out, you know, what their plans are. And a big part of that is registering voters and making sure people have a chance to get out and have their voices heard in the election on November 5th. So it's going to be a really interesting next 50 or so days. And we're going to see a lot of people, I think, come out and vote that maybe have never voted before. You might also see some people who are apathetic toward it now. So you might not get the same numbers that you got in 2020. But I've got a feeling it's going to be more people than in 2020. And you're going to see, I would hope, a strong turnout here locally. But you know how hard it is to get people to vote at all anymore, you know, let alone at the local level. So hopefully they get energized, they come out, they vote, and then that becomes something that they do on a regular basis. But I got to take one final break here this hour. We'll be back in a few. And we're going to be going into the news in just a few seconds. When we come back, we'll be joined by Carlene Cordwell. We'll be talking about that new Harris Walls campaign office in New Bedford and some of the plans that they have for getting people to vote and getting the word out. And also, in the next hour,
while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle, available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.